It's 9:29 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, and it is time for a wonderful interview with a woman that wears several hats. It almost makes me dizzy. A versatile artist, soprano Rachel Krem, is the co-founder and general director of Opera 5. And Rachel joins us this morning to talk about their upcoming season, a couple of concerts there in June. Now, and the great thing about this, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Jean.
Is that it's all under the umbrella of the Canadian Opera Company? How did that work out?
So we at Opera 5 are now the company in residence at the Canadian Opera Company, which is really a mentorship relationship. So the Canadian Opera Company really wants to invest in the ecosystem of opera in Toronto. And so there's been a program now for about a decade where companies are have a 2 to 3 year residency, and we're in the midst of ours now. And so they have been wonderful in providing mentorship on basically us growing to the next level.
Now, how did it come to be? I remember you were saying Against the Grain was first.
Yeah.
And did you apply for this? Did you have to audition? How did that work out?
It was kind of a very organic building of a relationship through the Association of Opera in Canada. Opera 5 has been a member for a while, and through the conferences and just being in the room with some of the bigger players, got to know some of the people at the Canadian Opera Company and Roberto Mauro, and I started to have discussions and conversations because he was curious, coming out of the pandemic, learning about what still remained in Toronto in terms of the opera community. So we started to have conversations, and it built into the offer to apply for the residency.
And so you're talking about, you mentioned there, tricky, rebuild.
Yes.
So this is what happened during that time?
Yeah.
Was the necessity to do that?
I think so. The indie opera community in Toronto was really thriving in sort of, we started in 2012, and around that time there was a ton of companies that were blossoming and producing opera on a really small scale. And we formed a little association probably about 2013, 2014 with Tapestry Opera, Against the Grain, Fawn Chamber Creative. Opera 5 was a founding member. There was My Opera. There were a whole bunch of other companies. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of the pandemic, things sort of shuffled around. A lot of the people who founded those companies are still around in other companies. But coming out of the pandemic has been maybe just a little bit slower than other industries. And opera is expensive and a huge undertaking, and so just seeing who remained, I think, was important to the Canadian Opera Company, which is really wonderful because they really do believe in the ecosystem of opera, and that the more of us out there, the better it is for the art form, and we provide a different experience than going to the Four Seasons Center, so that means that we can share audiences and that we're not competition. Mm. We're colleagues.
So you're called Opera 5,
yes.
But how do you fit into the category of opera?
How do we fit into the category
yes.
of opera? So we produce opera.
Yes.
From our beginnings, we always did live opera. Our first show was a double bill of Bluebeard's Castle and La Voix Humaine with piano. Double
that's
piano
opera,
for
boy.
Bluebeard.
That's for sure.
Yes, so definitely opera.
Okay.
But we did it in a 100-seat theater.
Right.
So much more intimate up close. Like the furthest seat away is like an orchestra seat at the Four Seasons Center, like a close
lovely,
orchestra
lovely.
Seat.
Lovely, lovely. So this is nice and intimate?
Yes.
A very different vibe, but same music.
Yes, but the same music.
Great.
Exactly. And so, for example, this year in our festival, we're producing two different shows, a classic pairing of Puccini, Suor Angelica, and Gianni Schicchi, with a smaller ensemble in Theatre Passe-Muraille. And we are also, a week later, producing the world premiere of Parelios by Canadian composer Cecilia Livingston and librettist Duncan McFarlane. Both of those are opera, live voice, unamplified, but the experience of Theatre Passe Mariah is very different
yes.
than Grand Opera at the mm-hmm. Four Seasons Centre.
Now, why did you choose Theatre Passe Mariah?
We have a great relationship with Passe Mariah. We've been producing there on and off since 2017. And it's a really cool theatre. The acoustics are quite good. Old factory space is is welcoming to singers. The seating is really interesting. There's all sorts of different angles mm-hmm. that you can get looking at the stage. And it's the right size for us.
Mm-hmm.
Every seat in the house, again, you are close enough to be able to see details that you wouldn't necessarily see from the fifth ring mm-hmm. at the Four Seasons Center. So just a very different experience.
Lovely. So now, what has been important for you to learn from the Canadian Opera Company? What things can you take with you, and for how long will you be with them?
So we are, we're in our first year. The residency is 2 to 3 seasons, okay. so we'll be with them until 27 or maybe 2028.
Lovely.
First of all, they've given us office space, which is amazing. So we're in the building.
Beautiful.
Yes, with the administration at the Canadian Opera Company, which is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And we have access to the departments there for mentorship to learn. Mm-hmm. The comms department, for example, has been really wonderful to us, giving us insight into what they do, how to refine our skills mm-hmm. that way. The development department has been really wonderful to us, just in terms because fundraising is a very important part of the art form.
Very important.
We exist because we are funded. Ticket sales do not cover our costs.
No.
So being able to build funder relationships mm-hmm. And expand our network mm-hmm. that way. The artistic administration and Roberta Maura have been just absolutely wonderful to us in terms of mentorship,
mm-hmm.
building our production skills as we're expanding again, because we have grown massively since coming back to the stage. Our budget has more than doubled. So
Excellent.
In scaling up to have the mentorship of people who do opera at large scale is just completely it's an unquantifiable value to us. It's
Excellent.
So large to be able to learn from the biggest producers right. of opera in Canada.
So a wonderful learning experience.
Yes.
Are you not exhausted?
I've always been a person that does better being busy and doing many different things. And I actually think I came to producing opera out of a desire to continue singing and building a career when the traditional path of getting into a young artist program wasn't possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I discovered through it was learning other skills and being backstage and on stage and learning what everyone else does in the ecosystem of an opera production.
Yeah, seeing how you fit.
Yeah, actually made me a better artist.
Yes.
Because opera only exists with the entire team doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have lights, if you don't have costumes, if you don't have the conductor, if you don't have the violin player, it doesn't matter what you're doing on stage.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So just learning about that has been really great. And I like to do a lot of different things.
It appears so. So you've got a couple of things coming up, performances coming up in June. And this is part of your festival, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and what are the pieces and when are they?
So from June 3rd to June 7th mm-hmm. at Theatre Passe Mariah, we are doing Suor Angelica and Gianni Schicchi by Puccini.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 12th to 14th, also at Theatre Passe Mariah, we're doing this world premiere, Parelios, by Canadian composer Cecilia Livingston.
Marvelous.
And librettist Duncan McFarland.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it possible that something might be called opera or might be called music theater in this case, in the newer work?
Absolutely. So the newer work is really an interesting expansion, I think, of the definition of opera in
sure.
a way.
Yes.
It features a choir. It features 4 soloists. It features 3 dancers. and the accompaniment is only percussion.
I see.
So it's percussion quartet with percussion ensemble.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So it's really fun. It's a world that combines the sort of like rhythmic world of percussion. The mallet instruments are vibraphone and marimba. So you get a really cool sort of cold sound there.
Yes.
And the singers are used in a really, really fabulous way. It's rhythmic, it's creepy. The themes of the piece are on climate change and migration and sort of the connection to perhaps a decaying planet.
Okay.
I think we've started music rehearsals for that. I'm going back today to hear the full percussion quartet.
Wonderful.
And the choir, and it's just the music like hits you and you feel. They're real, yeah. It's
now,
amazing.
You're singing in one of these productions.
I am. I'm not singing in the Livingston. I'm singing in the Puccini. So I'm singing Suor Angelica,
congratulations.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
An amazing role. I love Puccini. Every time I sing Puccini,
gorgeous.
I learn more about the voice. I learn more about humanity, I think.
This seems really interesting in that when you talk about this ecosystem of opera, and you really have founded that. I mean, you really are growing it and nurturing it. So I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And to thank you so much for coming in today, Rachel.
Thank you so much,
Jean. Appreciate it. And you seem to have a great wherewithal and drive and I'm very curious to hear your voice amidst everything else.
Come out to the shows.
Now tell me about how can people get tickets to come and see you?
Absolutely. If you go to opera5thenumber.ca, right there you'll be able to see in our banner the Toronto Opera Festival. Click the buy tickets.
Perfect.
And you'll be sent that way. Tickets are between $20 and $50,
so
very affordable.
Uh-huh.
We have a special deal. If you're under 25, tickets are $20.
Rachel, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. You're sensational. That
thank
was
you
the easiest
so
interview
much,
I think
Jean.
I've ever done.
Oh, wonderful.
Have a great day, and thank you.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.